Last week, two Oregon counties voted overwhelmingly to ban the cultivation of genetically engineered crops. The initiatives in Josephine County and Jackson County, which border California, passed by as much as a 2-1 margin. Ian Tolleson is with the Oregon Farm Bureau and says the Farm Bureau stance is...
It should be up to the landowner to decide how he or she decides to grow crops.
Tolleson says the Oregon Farm Bureau is unhappy with the farmer versus farmer attitude that colored the county votes. He also explains that there was some falsehoods in the campaigns for the ban. He says first it ran heavily on a Save the Family Farm platform, when in fact even the farms using biotechnology are family farms.
The acreage made up by Jackson County is families that have been farming in that community going back before Oregon was even a state. I think the idea that you're protecting something was a big deal, which kind of goes into the second argument used, that because of, I'll say, false notions of cross-pollination, this measure needed to be enacted, which, of course, simply is not true. Organic certification does not get taken away for the inadvertent presence of genetically engineered material. Well, so that was just a complete falsehood that the Yes side campaigned on.
Oregon has a right to farm law, and last year the state legislature passed a law preempting local governments from regulating genetically engineered crops. However, since Jackson County's GMO measure was already approved for the ballot, it was exempted from that bill. So that means while Jackson County's measure is enforceable, the ban is not currently enforceable in the other county, Josephine. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.